especially painful the way you guys were able to just push and push and finally take the lead.
What's that again?
Was it especially painful considering
the way? I mean, look, I mean, what a baseball game. You know, pitchers duel and back and forth. And, you know, our guy Vasquez was really, really good and got us into the fifth. And, you know, Maury Home clearly did his job and Kolick with a clean seventh. And, of course, their guy's really good as well. Pitched very well. And, you know, we're able to get him right there at the end, take the lead. And, you know, we clearly gave it right back.
I don't know how to ask it a different way now that has continued to happen.
Yeah, you know, it's the self-infliction of it. You know, it's the walk that starts it. You know, and then who knows, because he's out of the stretch, if this ground ball is the same with Bellinger. But, you know, if Crony's not holding the bag, then, you know, it's an easy play. And it's, possibly the second out. But, we recognize hard job back in the games and, you know, the lights get a little bit brighter. But, the fact of the matter is, you know, we just want to make sure we control counts just like any pitcher in any situation. And, you know, like I said, the leadoff walk was what really basically got us.
Just think of that profile at bat, the splitter after splitter, and then
what a great at bat. I mean, you know, I like the fact that we scored two off of him, but I still felt like we were getting better as the game went against him. That splitter's good, man. It was, it's late. It's like right when you swing, it just disappears. So, and he just didn't leave many in the zone, but Broke took another big league quality at bat to give us a good chance to win.
Anything you see in De Los Santos in that there were no home runs for, well, I think it was 13 outings, and now?
I think it's more about, you know, location. You know, it typically is. I didn't see the pitch, haven't seen it, but it looked like, you know, something that was more center cut and, you know, put a good swing on him.
So, after last night's 5-out save for Robert, it looked like he was warming up. Was the plan maybe later in the ninth or potential extra innings?
Just a lead. We can only justify with the lead, you know, with him throwing 5-outs. You know, we weren't going to send him out there unless we had the lead. And, you know, we were right there close to get to him. We just couldn't push it through.
Talked before the game about Randy's fastball command, but the curveball tonight was getting a lot of good swings on it. Just what did you see from that pitch?
I saw the mix of both. I thought they set each other up. You know, it was pretty evident early on that he had the fastball command and he was controlling counts. He was ahead in about every count, and then he was able to mix in the curveball, which is really, really good job. And did a nice job with the running game too, mixed everything up, and he threw the ball exceptionally well.
Big picture, what Randy did, given that you do need at least one more, this was his best start. Just what did it do for him and for you?
Yeah, pretty position. I mean, we'll still consider our options, you know, relative to, you know, our bullpen and what looks next. But, we've got obviously have a day off after tomorrow, and we'll see. But, he threw the ball exceptionally well and made a case for another opportunity.
So Yuki Matsui couldn't hold the lead today?
Yeah, you know, the leadoff walk and then the ground ball base hit. And, you know, now we're at first and third. And, after that, he gets the sack fly. So just one of those days he just couldn't get that first guy.
Mm-hmm. But Issa did too, right?
Yeah, yesterday come in and was fresh, and again, the leadoff walk ended up getting him.